Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed Gimel. We are holding on daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We're at the two dots on the third wide line of daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. First thing we're going to discuss is that we're going to have six different explanations of what exactly the Beis Din is supposed to say to be poseach lizuchus by Dina Nefashos. How exactly can they be poseach lizuchus right after they hear Edim that tell us that the person is in fact chayev? So we're going to have six different possibilities. Then on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, pretty much the entire Amud is going to be dealing with a stira between our Mishnah and a Braisa, whether we're machzir a Dina Mamanis case. Meaning if we turn out that we made a mistake by Dine Mamanus, can we be machzir? Do we reverse the decision by Dine Mamanus? So it's going to be a stira. We're going to have four different resolutions to that stira. Along the way, in one of those resolutions, we're going to have to distinguish between two types of mistakes, a Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah and a Ta'a B'shikul Adas. So we're going to have to define what those mistakes mean, how we're magdir those ideas of Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah versus Ta'a B'shikul Adas. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to bring the source for saying that by Dine Nefashos, and even, not just Dine Nefashos, but even by Dine Golios and Dine Malkus, just not by Emesis, we're Machzir L'Zchus, but not Machzir L'Chova. That will bring the case back. If someone has some other Limud Zchus, we'll always be willing to listen to it, except for by Emesis. Not by Emesis, we're not going to be Machzir L'Zchus, we will be Machzir L'Chova. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to discuss which cases of Dine Nefashos are so obvious, and the error that was made in paskening the case was so obvious that we would even have to be machzir l'chova, because the zchus was just a blatant error. What would be examples of such a blatant error that even by regular din nefashos we're going to need to be machzir l'chova? So let's begin third wide line. Din mamnas poschin. So we said that by din mamnas you could be poseach ben l'zchus ben l'chova, but by din nefashos you always have to be poseach l'zchus. Says Gemara, hechi aminon. What exactly are we going to say to be poseach l'zchus? Exactly what the Gemara's kasha is. I mean, the Gemara doesn't elaborate much on what it's bothered by. It's apparently bothered by something over here. So the Tosfos Chach Anglia says that it's bothered because there's another halacha in the Mishnah that hamalamid zchus ein l'chos or malamid chova. That anyone who's malamid zchus cannot be malamid chova. But if the Bezin always has to be poseach l'zchus, how can any of those dayanim go back and be malamid chova? So Poseach l'zchus can't be to be melamed zchus. That would be the obvious explanation. It must mean something else. But what else could it mean? That's what Tosfos Chach Anglia understands. The Yad Rama understands. No, we understood that it doesn't mean to be melamed zchus. It means to say something nice. We understood that the whole time. The question the Gemara is bothered by is, if you were just mekabel edim, that turned out to be mechuvanim, the edim seem to be, they have this story straight, and they said that this guy is chayiv, what in the world are we going to say? How can we say to make that any better? So the Gemara says six possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Amrin Lahu, Mi Yemar Kedekam Risu. Right away they say to the edim, who says that you guys are right? Maybe what you said is not correct. So Amalei Ulava Chasmin Lahu. But aren't you going to be muzzling the edim if you say that? They said nothing wrong. They're totally mechuvanim. Everything seems to line up. We think that they're honest people, and you're going to start questioning them like that. Oh, maybe you're liars. So says Gemara Velichsimu. So what? So let them be muzzled a little bit. Milo Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Masinas Edim Mimakom Lamakom Kedei Shetitra Vdaitan V'Yachzur Ben. After all, doesn't the Braisa tell us that we should move the edim from one place to another place in order to confuse them, and maybe they're not going to be made to the chov of this person? So good, so let them be muzzled a little bit, let them be let them not say. So Zumar, no, me dummy, how can you compare that to the fact that we bring them mimakom lemakom? Hasam memela kamidchu hacha kadachin lubiadayim. No, when you confuse them, when you do things to them that will make them confused, the confusion's happening on its own. But when you're assertively telling them that they're a bunch of liars, you're assertively telling them who says that what you're saying is true, that's us doing it biadayim. That's not the same. That we're not allowed to do. Even what the words mean, Masina said mimakom lemakom is machlokas rishonim. Rashi says mimakom lemakom micheder lecheder. You bring them from this place to that place. You schlep them around. You take a walk with them, and hopefully through taking that walk, they get a little confused. The Rambam, however, in the first part of Chasidus Halacha Dalid says Masina son may inyan le'inyan. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, that's how he understands, mimakom le'makom, that we don't physically move them, we start changing the topic of the conversation right in the middle of the conversation. We confuse them, we start talking about other things right in the middle. That's the masinos of makom le'makom. It's purely an issue of confusion. The Gemara in Sota sounds much more like Rashi. The Gemara in Sota and Daf Ches tells us that just like we're masiyin se'edim mimakom le'makom, so too we're malim es ha'sota le'mizrach umaridim osa kedei li'ageya osa. So too by the Sota, we want to break down her willpower so that she's not going to continue to fight and she'll admit what she had done, so she won't have to drink the mei Sota. So we bring her to the Mizrach, we tire her out, so it sounds over there that it's a physical exhaustion and not that we just talk on different topics. So that's Akasha on the Shitas Rambam. But bottom line is, the Gemara is not satisfied. The Gemara is not satisfied with this first answer of what we do to be Malamid Chus, because you're going to be muzzling the Edim unnecessarily. So the Gemara says the second answer. Ella Amar Ula Hach Yaminan Yesh Lucha Edim Azimam. Right away, their first question, they turn around to the other guy and they say to the person who's on trial, and they say, perhaps you have Edim that could be Mazim, these two Edim, so that they don't know that there are Edim that, to be Mazim, but they raise that possibility. So Amar Le Rabbi V'chipos M'Zchuso Shalzeh, Shichavos V'Shalzeh, so can you do that? Can you be Posech with the Zchus? Yeah, you want to be Posech with the Zchus, but if you're suggesting that there can be Edim Zomim, that's going to be a Chova for the other fellow. So Mi have Yichavoso? Why is it a Chova for the other fellow? V'atanya, in Edim Zomim Neragin, Ad Shi Gemar Adin. There was no Gemar Adin over here, so they can't become Edim Zomim anyway. Worst comes to worst, we just won't accept these Edim, but they're not getting punished, so that's not a problem of being a Chavoso Shalzeh. So Achi Amina, Ilu No, what we're asking is that if you raise the possibility of Edim Zomim immediately, the guy might, the person who's on trial might file away that information. Edim Zomim, I'll wait till the Gemardin, then I'll bring the Edim Zomim, the Edim to be Mazim these guys, and then they'll get punished. So it actually is Chavaso Shalzeh. So the Gemara says a third possibility of what we say to be Mlamid. Edim lahakchishan. We don't ask for Edim Zomim. We say perhaps you have Edim to be makchish. Rav Kana Amar. Rav Kana says a fourth possibility of what we say to be Mlamid Zchus. Midivreichem nizdaka ploni. We say, oh, that's the best he got. That's all the Edus you have against him. Yeah, from that alone, I think we'll be able to come up with a way to be mezakeh him. It'll come up with a way that he's not going to be found guilty. They don't get specific because they can't. They don't have any ideas yet. But they raise the possibility that that's not sufficient. The Edus that they just heard is not sufficient. The fifth possibility. Abayiv Rav Adami Tavayir Aminilei Ilo Katalto Lo Tidchel. They tell him right away, look, if you didn't kill, you have nothing to worry about, so relax. Rav Ashi Amar, sixth possibility, Kol Mi Sheyodei Lo Zchus Yavo V'Yilamid Alav. They immediately make an announcement that if anyone knows how to be Melamed Zchus, good, come to Beis Din and be Melamed Zchus. We're interested in hearing how you're going to be Melamed Zchus. So says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase Davai V'Rava. We have a brisa that seems to support the fifth explanation of what it is that we're Poseach B'Zchus. Abai and Rava who say that we tell the person, look, if you didn't do it, don't worry about what you just heard from these Edim. If you are innocent, it will all sort itself out. Why? What does the Brice say? Rebbe Yomer, Umlo Shechav Ish Osach V'Umlo Satis, Mikan Sheposchin B'dinei Nefashos Tchila L'Zchus. It's exactly that kind of talk that is Poseach L'Zchus. If you didn't do this, then you have nothing to worry about. Dine Mamunus Machzirin. So we said that we're Machzir Dine Mamunus Ben Luzchus Ben Lechova, but not Dine Nefashos. So Reminu says Gemara, Donas Hadin Zika Esachayev Chiev Esazakai. Let's say you made an error in Dine Mamunus. You were Machayev the wrong person. Time Esatohar Tier Esatame. Or in Dine Tuma V'Tara, you said something that was Tar was really Tame, or vice versa. Masha Asa Asui V'Yishalimi Beso. Says the Brisa, what you paskin, you paskin. And therefore, as far as the litigants are concerned, as far as the two parties are concerned, everything stays the same. You don't do anything except for the dayan has to reimburse the party that was wronged. But the din stands. So you see from here, says, as Rashi points out in three words in the second line, Masha Sasui Alma Lo Hadar. You see that din in Mamanus, we are not Choser. Yet, when in our Mishnah, we said that we are Choser B'din in Mamanus. So that is the fundamental fundamental stira. Our Mishnah that we are chozer in cases of dinim amanus, and over here in the Braisa that we are not. We're going to have four terutzim to this question, to this stira. So answer number one, yishuv number one, Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha, kan b'mumcha, kan b'she'ena mumcha. It all depends whether the person was a mumcha or not. If the dayan was a mumcha, he has the koach to be machzir, and the baldin can't say, I agreed with your first reason, because the mumcha can say, no, I'm an expert, I know that my first reason was wrong. But someone who's not a mumcha, the way Rashi explains it, the baldin could say, I think your first way of thinking was correct, and someone who's not a mumcha cannot say with any authority that, no, my second way of thinking is correct. He's not a mumcha, he doesn't know for sure that his second way of thinking is correct. So that's why when it comes to a mumcha, we're machzir. When it comes to an eidah mumcha, we're not machzir. Frak the Gemara, uba mumcha machzirin. Is that true? When it comes to mumcha, we're machzir dinim amanus. Vakatani imhaya mumcha lebezin. Potter mila shalem. Didn't we learn that if he's a mumcha lebezin, he's potter from paying? Sounds like the din is going to stand, and he's just potter from having to pay, because since, as Rashi explains, since he's a mumcha, we assume that it's the guy's bad luck, it's his mazlabisha, dahu gavra, that caused even a mumcha to make a mistake. But the point over here is that masha asa asui, that when it was decided, it remains decided, and we are not machzir, even in the case of a mumcha. So that's why the Gemara moves on to answer number two. How are we going to be miyashev this stira? Amar of Nachman, kan sheyesh gadol emenu b'chachma b'minyan, kan shein gadol emenu b'chachma b'minyan. It depends if there's someone greater. If there's someone greater, then that gadol could be machzir a dinim amanus case, because he has the ability to be mevatel the previous mumcha's decision. Whereas if there's no one greater than the person who made the initial dayan, who made the call, then no one is going to be able to be machzir that original din. Just parenthetically, when we mention over here, we're asking a stira about dinim amanus, that our Mishnah says that in dinim amanus we're machzir, and over here it says we're not machzir. But this braisa doesn't only talk about dinim amanus. This braisa also mentioned timei asatahar, tiher asatame, so he's going to be mishale mi beso for timei asatahar, tiher asatame. So the Rishonim are very bothered by that. What does that mean exactly, that he's mishale mi beso? Tosos over here, in Dibra Maskelman, the top Tosos, says, vim tomar, tiher asatame, amai masha asa asui. Meaning the whole price is saying, whatever is decided is already decided. So if he said that something that's tame is tahar, okay, so that dead body is tahar now. That's already decided. That sheretz is tahar now. And, we'll move on and discuss whether the dayan has to pay. So what are you talking about? If you can't be metayer something that's tamei, and just ignore the fact that it's really tamei, how can you say macha asasui? Va'od, imacha asasui, amai mishalem. Da'kati lo mitukma diyevan imperis v'al b'sof. If you're going to say that macha asasui, why is he paying anything? The guy doesn't lose. Yeah, I told him his tamei stuff is really tahar, and the halach is that it remains tahar because of that. So what am I paying him for? He's gonna be able to use it like tahar items. So says Tosi Yishlomi Dahash Tzvirlei Kishi Irvin Balabayis. That we're assuming over here that it's not that I told him a sheretz is tahar. I told him his peros that touched the sheretz are really tahar, and he's going to now take those peros and he mixed them in with his other tahar peros. So if those other tahar peros happen to be the rov, they happen to be the majority, so then they're going to be batal in the rov peros at taharim, and they're in fact going to be tahar. When we say mishalim mibeso, is if he mixed them with other peros and the other peros are the minority. So now we have to treat him all like tamei. So now I'm going to have to reimburse him for all the damage that he had done to his other peros because of my psak. That's how Tosus understands. The Ran quotes in the Nimra Ben David that when it comes to Isser, we definitely don't say Masha Asa Asa. When it comes to Tum and Tahara, certainly if the peros are really tame, they are tame. But when it comes to Mammon, when the Dayan was Machriya, that the peros are tar, he makes the peros shava Mammon, he makes them have a certain value, and he's Mizaka that Mammon to the Balabais. And when he finds out later that he made a mistake, he can't be Machsir the Din as far as the Mammon is concerned. Masha Asa Asa. So if he told you your peros are worth $100, I can't take away that $100 of value from you, even though it turns out that they're actually tame and therefore they're worth a lot less. They're only worth $50. Okay, back in the Gemara, so says Gemara, Rav Sheshes Amar, a third possibility, a third answer, Kan Shata Bidvar Mishnah, Kan Shata Bishikal Adas. That the difference is whether you're Ta Bidvar Mishnah or Ta Bishikal Adas. Damar of Shesha, Samar of Asi, Ta Bidvar Mishnah, Choser. If the mistake was a Ta Bidvar Mishnah, he made an obvious error, so then you're going to be Choser, then the din is Choser, then we can undo the Psak. But Ta B'Shikal Adas Eino Choser. If it was a judgment error on behalf of the Dayan, then we're not going to be Choser the case. Then the original ruling is still going to stand. Tosos, when Dibra Maskel Khan says Rav Yosef Rav Nachman would also agree to this, meaning the first couple of answers, Rav Yosef's answer, Rav Nachman's answer, they would agree to Rav Sheshe's answer that a Tav Bidvar Mishnah is Chozer, because they themselves say in Masech Ksubas Daf Kuf and Beis that a Beisin that sells Shaloba Achraza are like a Tav Bidvar Mishnah and is Chozer. So they agree to the principle that there is such a thing as a Tav Bidvar Mishnah and is Chozer. The whole sugi over here is Bidas Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman is talking about a diet that's Toa B'Shikal Adas and not Bidvar Mishnah, meaning everything that we said until this point assumed that the mistake was a Shikal Adas mistake, and still there might be situations where it's going to be Choser if he's a Mumcha or something like that, but certainly the other Amoraim would agree to this answer of to this answer of Rav Sheshes, Toa Bidvar Mishnah versus Toa B'Shikal Adas. The question is if Rav Sheshes agrees with the other answers. The Adrama writes that Rav Sheshes disagrees with Rav Nachman of Chista. He holds any Tos B'Shikal Adas, you're not going to be Choser. There are no exceptions. It's not going to matter Mumcha, not a Mumcha, Gadol Imenu B'Chachamini, not Gadol Imenu B'Chachamini. The Bala Ma'or and the Rush assume that Rav Sheshes agrees to Rav Nachman. The Ran says Rav Sheshes agrees to Rav Chista. So that there is room to say that Rav Sheshes agrees with some of the earlier Terutzim. So says Gemara, okay, now we have to define these terms. What is a Tav B'Dvar Mishnah and what is a Tav B'Shikal Adas? Amar Levin Rav Ashiya, Afilu Tav B'Dvar Bechiv Rav Oshiya. What if you made a mistake in the Brice of Rav Bechiv Rav Oshiya? Is that called a Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah? Amar Levin, yeah, it's enough of a B'Dvar Mishnah. Afilu B'Drav Shmuel, what if you made a mistake in the statements of Amoraim? Would that also be called a Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah? Amar Levin, yeah, that also is a Ta'a B'Dvar Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel's statements are famous enough. The Dayan is supposed to know them. Afilu B'Didi V'Didach, what if you made a mistake, you know, in our own conversations, meaning the contemporary Gedolim, not even earlier Amoraim. Amalei Atuanan Katli Kadabi Agma Anan. What, you think we're nobodies? We're somebody. So we count as well, meaning as long as our statements are on record and are authoritative, so then that's also called a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. So that is the definition of Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. Now you see that a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah is even by Amoraim, and even later generations of Amoraim, and that's what the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that a Dayan that makes a mistake with something that's mefurish in the Gemara, the din is Choser. The Meiri adds that even something that's a machlokas in the Gemara, and the Gemara is machriya like one of the deos, that's also called a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. And Mukhe Yosef says, even something that the Gemara is a suffix about and leaves it as a teku, and the Gemara never paskins, but we have klalei apsak of how to deal with the teku, and this Dayan goes against our klalei apsak of how to deal with the teku. Then Mukhe Yosef says, we know that when something is a teku, in Dine Mamanus, we follow a chumrah for the Tovea and Kula for the Nitva. So if he doesn't know that, then he's Toa B'Dvar Mishnah. The Shach just questions that Nemuka Yosef, that you can't say he's a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah unless it's from the Mishnah of the Gemara that we can show that he's mistaken. Over here, it's not in the Gemara that he's mistaken, meaning these Klalim are post-Gemara. So says the Shach that even a Toa B'Shikal Adas, he's not even considered a Toa B'Shikal Adas, because there's no way to prove that he's mistaken. What? Because he passed in the way you don't like on a teku? It's not even. So it's a two extremes. Mukhe Yosef says, that's a Toa B'Dvar Mishnah, because everyone's got another Klalei Apsak. Shach says, I'm not even sure it's a mistake at all. It's not even a Toa B'Shikal Adas. These are two legitimate opinions. But the Shach writes, I could tell you why the Nemuka Yosef says what he says. He says, this is Nemuka Yosef L'Shitaso, because Nemuka Yosef in Bamatzia writes that any teku in the Gemara, if the Toveya is Tokef, if he grabs it, Motziya Miyado, we take it back from him, because it's as if Nifshat HaSafek L'Kula L'Nitva, it's as if the Safek has been decided and we've been Mekel for the Nitva. So if the Dayan makes a mistake in the Teku, the Din is going to be chozer, because it's as if the toveh was tokef, as if he had taken it unlawfully, and therefore we're motzi in miyado. But the Shach says, I disagree with what the Nemukah Yosef says in Bav Metzia, and I disagree with what the Nemukah Yosef says over here. The many other Rishonim hold that when the Gemara leaves something as a teku, then tfisa will help. Then if someone goes and grabs it, it's going to help. There's also machlokes Rishonim. What about after the Chasimus HaTalmud? If someone made a mistake in the Shittos of the Gaonim, the Rishonim discussed, if they made a mistake in Shittos of Gaonim, they were unaware of Shittos HaGaonim. So the Baal Amor writes that in the name of one of the Chachmei Ador Shalofanov, but in their time there's no such thing as a Torah B'Shikol Adas, because all the halachos are already psukos and already decided, and once the Gaonim came along and decided all the halachos, everything is a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. The Baal Amor himself says he doesn't think that's true. He thinks something that's not Mefurash from the Mishnah or the Gemara is not called the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, it's only called the Torah B'Shikol Adas. The Rush and the Ran say that someone who makes a mistake in the Divrei Gaonim is called the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, but that's only if he didn't know what they held. But if he knew what they held, then he just argues. Meaning the Rush and the Ran, you have to realize, Rishonim never were Mekabel not to argue on Gaonim. Rishonim argued on Gaonim all the time. So yeah, Gaonim decided the Halacha. But Rishonim say, I know their decision, I disagree with their decision. So if you didn't know their decision, you didn't even know the relevant Maramakomos, that's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. But if you knew the relevant Maramakomos and you disagreed, then it's not a Tos at all. Then it's one extreme or the other. It's not going to be a Torah B'Shikol Hadas. It's not a mistake at all. They have every right to decide to disagree with the earlier Shittos of the Gaonim. Shulchan Aruch discusses, and what about nowadays? What about if you don't know one of the Shittos of the Rishonim? So he says, yeah, that's called the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. If you don't know Shittos of Rambam, Shulchan Aruch says, you don't know one of the basic poskim, that's a Torah B'Dvar Mishnah. Pesach Tshuva writes in the name of the Chavis Yair that anything that's in Shulchan Aruch and no one argues on the Shulchan Aruch, then it's called the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah, meaning it keeps on going as things become codified and they become accepted, so then it becomes the Torah B'Dvar Mishnah as we go on, as long as they're not a machlokas. Heichi do Mishikol Hadas. What exactly is a Torah Mishikol Hadas? How do we define a Torah Mishikol Hadas? So Amar Papa Kigon, if you have Trey Tanayo, Trey Amarai, Depligia Dadi, two Tanayim or two Amarayim that argue, V'loin Maruch Salokamar V'lokamar. And there is no final decision. V'ikri V'avad Kichad Minayu. And you did like one of them, you passed like one of them. V'sugi D'Shmaita Azli Ki'idach. The Minog of Poskim seems to be to follow the other opinion. So you went against what everybody else does, but it's an open machlokas, and you followed the opinion that no one else follows. So Hainu Shikol Hadas. That's considered a mistake in Shikol Hadas. There was a certain para that the uterus was removed from the para, ve'echila Rabbi Tarfon leklavim, and Rabbi Tarfon paskin that it's a trefa and therefore was fed to the dogs. He didn't allow it to be used as kosher meat. Uba ma'isel v'nei chacham biyavne, and the ma'isa came to the chacham imin yavne v'tirua sha'amar told the sarofe ein para v'chazira yotzim Alexandria shel Mitzrayim elim kein chotchem ha'im shalak kadesh shel oteleid, that whenever in Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, whenever they would export a para or a chazira, they would always be notel the aim shalah. They would always take away the uterus, and those animals lived plenty. So don't tell me that they were trefos. Those animals lived healthy lives for many years after that. So it's wrong to assume that they're a trefos. The metzius is incorrect. So I'm Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, I just cost myself my donkey, meaning I'm going to have to pay back because I paskined that this was that this animal was a trefa, so I cost the owner of this animal money. But we see from Todos Harofe that I was wrong. Todos has proven me wrong. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Paterata. Don't worry about it, Rabbi Tarfon. You're Pater. Shekal Mumcha L'Rabim Pater Milashalim. When you're a Mumcha, you make a mistake, you don't have to pay back. But V'Yisa Lemele Tobit Var Mishnah Tobit Tobit Var Mishnah Choser. But if it's true that he's considered a Tobit Var Mishnah, so why don't you just tell him, don't worry, you're a Tobit Var Mishnah. Just reverse the decision, reverse the case, and then you don't have to pay back anything. So Chadav Yod Ka'amar. He was telling him, he was comforting him in two ways.
Is this considered So
we're trying to say that it's Tobit Var Mishnah.
With the para and its...
So we're trying to say it's Tobit Var Mishnah.
Var Mishnah is the accepted Psak Halacha.
Yeah, so, or something
here
that's...
It's
a fact, it's even better, right? It's something that's clearly
maybe
true.
Maybe he thought they take away the uterus and it'll survive. And he says, no.
Right. So something that's clearly true, the definition of Dvar Mishnah, apparently something that's clearly true, as opposed to Shikol Hadas, which is something that's not clearly true. It's still an open discussion. So
clearly true could be either by facts, scientific
apparently,
facts,
or
by Kabbalah from the accepted poskim.
Right. So chad devod kamer chad de tov bedvar mishnato. First of all, you're tov bedvar mishnah, tov bedvar mishnah chazir. So the whole din could be chazir. Va'od e nami b'shikol adas. He said, even if the mistake you would have made would have been a shikol adas, mumchal rabbi matav v'kol mumchal rabbi patam in the shalim. You're mumchal rabbi, and anyone who's mumchal rabbi doesn't have to pay. Amar Rav Nachman Yisak l'Rava, Maika Mosef Rav Amnun Rav Sheshem Lipara. Para harei achila leklavim v'lesed teader. What are we asking from the case of the para and saying, why does he have to worry anyway? He's talking about Mishnah, let him just reverse the case. Isn't it a little late to reverse the case once it was already fed to the dogs? Meaning, normally you reverse the case, you say, that thing that I told you is not kosher, don't worry, it's kosher, go home and eat it. I can't eat it, you already fed it to the dogs. So, hachi kamalei. Iam bishlamat tabit var mishna eino chozer alma kam dina hainu de kam after Rabbi Tarfon. So I understand very well if you say that a tabit var mishna is not chozer, so you see the din stands, and that's why Rabbi Tarfon was upset. For kamalei ihu mumchel beiz natavat apatim yilashalim. So he comforted him by telling him, don't worry, you're a mumchel, you don't have to pay. But eliam tabit var mishna chozer. But if you hold, you can reverse the case, you can reverse the decision. Lemele kibin di ilu havai para dina chlav dina v'lo klum avadit hashanam. They should tell him that since if you're a Tov Dvar Mishnah, you can be Chozer. So if this parah was around, then your whole din would be null and void. It's as if you did nothing. It's as if you did nothing. The guy fed the animal to the dogs. He chose to do that with his kosher meat. That's not your problem, even though he only did that based on your psak. This Gemara is a very major maramakom in the discussion of how much do we trust science in terms of halacha, meaning how much do we trust a doctor's word, how much do we trust a metzius in terms of halacha. The Rama writes in Yardayim, Simin Nun Zayin, that anything that's a vade trefa, let's say you have a halacha is that an animal is a trefa, and then the animal survives for more than a year. So what do we say about that? How do we deal with a metzius that goes again? Because the definition of a trefa normally, if it has an illness, that it won't survive for more than a year. So the Rama says it's still aser. The Shach writes that that's based on the Tshuva Sarashba, that we cannot be makchish divrei Chazal. If Chazal say it's a trefa, it's a trefa. That when I live for 12 months, it's a nace. You know, there are medical miracles every day. It's a medical miracle that it lived, and that's what we attribute it to. We cannot be makchish divrei Chazal. It's definitely a trefa. Eina metzius yichol lister divrei chachamim. Metzius cannot be soser divrei chachamim. The Marshal in Yam Shel Shlomo, the third parak of Chulin, writes that trefos that the chacham mentioned are trefos not because they always die within 12 months, but because ruba deruba of behemos with that condition die within 12 months, and a minority may live beyond 12 months, that minority are not trefos. The ones that die are trefos. Sounds from the Marshal that when there's a machlokas poskim, whether something is a trefa, you can, and you see that every animal with that condition lives for 12 months, machlokas is decided, you're done. According to the Marshal, the Rashba says, I don't care what the metzius is, it's irrelevant. Each shita in chachamim is based on Torah, and Torah is the ultimate decider. The Torah quotes a Yesh Omrin, which is the sheet of Rabba Barafuna, Maseches Chulin, that even a behema that stomach has a puncture in it, a tiny puncture, is considered a trefa, but if it's the malo b'makom atzal, is by the rib cage, then it's not considered a trefa. But he says it must be, we paskin like the cholkim, like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, that any time there's even a tiny puncture, it's nitshva behema. So in the old tours, there's a hagah on the side of the tour that's machriya like the first day because of a metzius, because they did some sort of test and they saw that animals are able to live, which gives the impression that the metzius matters. So Maram Shik has a tshuva in Yerdeh Sim Samach Vav, where he points out our sugya. You have a behema that's nitla emshala. Rabbi Tarfon says it's a trefa. Lacham say, there's a doctor once that told us that in all the paros of Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, they would give all those animals that same condition, and they lived all this time. So you see from there that it's not a trefa. So you see that edus from metzius is enough to contradict what we otherwise would have thought is the halacha. This machlokas is still an ongoing machlokas, right? Do we assume that when something is said the halacha based on a metzius, that because it was stated by halacha, by chazal, so therefore it has to be? Or do we assume that that if the metzius is incorrect, so maybe the halacha that it's based on is incorrect? Most assume that the halacha is the halacha. The chazal were great experts in the halacha, and even if you want to argue that they were not the greatest scientists by modern definitions, and they didn't always know that, but whatever they determined, the halacha is going to be the halacha. For example, when Chazal talk about issues of bugs that are very tiny or whatever, so they may not have been aware of microscopic organisms or whatever, but it doesn't matter that when they're koveya, that we don't have to worry about that. That means that they're not, that those aren't bugs, the halacha, meaning they get to determine the halacha. Much more complicated and detailed discussion, but not for Daf Yomi Shir. So says the Gemara Vayter. Rav Chista Amar, a fourth possibility. Kansha, meaning fourth possibility to explain how to be miyashiv the stira. Kansha natal minasan biyad, kansha lo natal minasan biyad. It all depends on whether the dayan actually physically took the item and gave it to the other person. So if he actually gave it to the other person, then masha asa asui, then the din is final. But if he only told the baldin that he's chayiv and the baldin did it himself, so then you're machsir. So bishla mechiv is a zakeh kansha natal minasan biyad. I understand if the case was that he was machayev a person who was really innocent. So that's how you can have a case that he was not the lesson biyad. He took something not right, you know, that he should not have taken and gave it to the other person. But what if it was the reverse? He was mezakeh someone who was really chayiv. How is that going to be not the lesson biyad? The point is that he didn't take anything. So damalei patrata. Now he said those magic words. Patarata. V'alo natal nasim biyad. Yeah, but he didn't physically take anything. Kivim damar patarata, kimoshe natal nasim biyad dami. When he says patarata, that's the equivalent of being natal nasim biyad. El masnisin dektani din mamnus machsirin bein l'schus bein l'chova. Good, but now how are we going to explain the Mishnah? Mishnah said that din mamnus machsir both l'schus and l'chova. So we have to make it parallel. Bishlam l'schus mishkachsa damnei meikar chayivata v'alo natal nasim biyad. L'schus we could have where he told the guy you're chayiv, but he didn't actually physically do anything. What's the case of L'chove? Da Amalei Patrata, where he told the guy that you're Pater. Va'amrit kivin da Amalei Patrata, k'moshe notav nasim biyadami. By saying those words, it's as if you already were notav nasim biyad. Meaning we made an akim to that our Mishnah is talking about where he was low notav nasim biyad. But if you're going to say, in order to touch up our Brisa, that every time you say the words Patrata, it's the equivalent of notav nasim biyad. So what exactly is the case where you're machzir L'chove? Didn't you already say patrata? So chadak tari. No, you have to understand it as one statement. Dinim omnus maksir l'zchus shehi chova. We're maksir dinim omnus l'zchus, which happens to be a chova for the other guy, but not that the chova is a separate case. Oh yeah, well then you have to continue to read in the Mishnah the kavasah gabi nefashos maksir l'zchus ve'in maksir l'chova. By dinim nefashos says maksir l'zchus, and we're not maksir l'chova. Maksir l'zchus zchus gredesa ve'in maksir l'chova l'zchus shehi chova. Ein maksir l'chova means a zchus that is a chova. Chavasei deman by dinei nefashos. If you try to say something that's a zchus, who is that a chova toward? Meaning, we're trying to say that when we say that we're machzir lechova, it means we're machzir lezchus, but it's a chova to the other guy. By dinei nefashos, there's one person that could get killed or not get killed. So, for machzir lezchus to save his life, who exactly is that a chova to? Says Mar Halakasha. The relatives of the murder victim that, this guy is on trial for killing. Meaning they want to see justice. They want to see the person who killed their relative to be killed. So if we're going to be machzir l'zchus, that's a chova for the Gol Adam. What, because of the Gol Adam is going to be upset? We're going to kill an innocent man? I mean, if we have a limud z'chus for this guy, what, because it's a chova for the Gol Adam? What's the havamina? Va'od my bain. And also, we said bein l'zchus bein l'chova. Doesn't sound like it's one case. It's a z'chus shehi chova. No, bein l'zchus is a z'chus. Bein l'chova is a chova. So kasha. So that answer is very difficult. Ravina Amar. Ravina says we could still resolve it. The case might be natal v'nasan biyad. How did we get down this whole road of z'chus shehi chova? Because how do you have natal v'nasan biyad in a case where you exempted someone who was really chayiv? That there is no natal. He says, sure, there could be. The guy guy had a mashkon and you took it back because he's pater, you took that, because you said pater, you took the mashkon away from the guy. You're right. Normally when you say pater, you're not taking anything from anybody. But sometimes you could have not done nothing yet. Even when you're saying pater, he had a mashkon. So you're removing the mashkon from his possession. And not only that, you could have it by tumantara as well, that you did something biyad. Timei satar, da'agi be'sharetz. Timei satar, you say, I am so sure that this item is tamei, you take a sharetz and you put it on it just to show that it's tamei. Now it's tamei. Meaning it was tamei, you're trying to demonstrate that it was tamei the whole time. But now you've made it tamei, even though it was really tar. Tiera satame, how would it be that you're mitar something that was tamei? She'irvan ben perosav. You mix it with other tahar produce. I'm so sure that this item is tahar that I'll mix it in with all the other tahar peros. But really, it was tameh. So those are cases where it's not al v'nasim biyad, where you actually did something physically. Dina nefashos. Then we said that by dina nefashos, we are machzir l'zchus, but not l'chova. So Tan Rabbanan, minayin liyatsim beizan chayiv, v'amar echad yesh li lamid alav z'chus, minayin shemachzir noso. How do I know that if a guy leaves beizan chayiv, and then someone says, oh, I could be melamed z'chus for him, so how do I know that we're machzirit in order to be melamed z'chus, because somebody said that they could be melamed z'chus for him. So it says, Marta Malomar, noki al tarug. You can't kill an innocent man. So if there's a possibility that he's innocent, then you can't kill him. And that's it. Uminayin liyosim bezin zakai va'amar echad yesh li lamed alav chova minayin she'ein machzir noso. How do I know if he walks out of bezin zakai and then someone says, wait, I have new evidence that will tell me that he's really chayiv. How do I know that we don't reopen the case and listen to the new evidence? Tamalomar tzadik al tarog. Even if he's not innocent, but he came out of bezin tzadik. He came out of bezin and he won the case and he was vindicated in bezin, even though he's not really innocent, you still can't kill him. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, v'chilufa l'mesis. The opposite is true when it comes to a mesis. Tichziv, this week's parsha, daf yomi kruinsan, lo sachmol, v'lo sachasalov. When it comes to a mesis, you cannot cover for a mesis, you got to go after the mesis. So the opposite is going to be true when it comes to a mesis. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that there's a yeshmi sha'omer, when we say chilufa l'mesis, it's only going on the seifa. That someone is yotzei zakai, we're not machzir noso l'chova, that for a mesis we will be machzir l'chova. But how could it be, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that someone who is Yotze Chayiv, and now we have evidence that he's really innocent, that because what he was convicted of was being a Mesis, we're going to kill him? We now have evidence that he's innocent. It can't be. He says, Chiluf of the Mesis can't be on both of those halachas. It's only that we're not going to try to, the Chiluf of the Mesis is only that if new evidence comes to be Mechayiv him, we're going to discuss that evidence. But to ignore new evidence that's going to be Mezakim, that we can't do. Rabbeinu Yonah rejects that and says, you know, it's beferish in the Tosefta that by emesis we're machzir l'chova and we're not machzir l'zchus, which is stunning. It's shocking, but that's the halacha by someone who's convicted of being emesis. I guess that's how far one has to stay from even being accused of being emesis. Rav Kana masni michi harik targenu, a different pasuk. What about chayav egolios? Would we say that we're machzir l'zchus but not l'chova? Yeah, asir Rotzeach. We learn out from Dinei Nefashos. Chayav Malkos, Asiya Rasha Rasha. We have Gzeirah Shava Rasha Rasha to learn out. Tanya Nami Hachi, Chayav Egolios Minayin. How do I know that Chayav Egolios from Machzir L'Zchus and not L'Chova? Asiya Rotzeach Rotzeach. Chayav Malkos Minayin, Asiya Rasha Rasha. But Ve'ein Machzir L'Chova, Amr Rav Rabba Amr Yochanan, Vu Shata B'Davar She'ein Atzduk in Modimbo. This whole idea that by Dinei Nefashos we're not going to reopen the case to be Mechayav the guy, that's only if the mistake was something that was not blatantly obvious, something that ain't at stukin modimbo. What are the things that at stukin modimbo? Something that's beferish in the Torah. The Adrama says, or something that anyone should be able to figure out mishikolada. Something that's so obvious. Aval tal b'davrish at stukin modimbo zil kribe ravhu. But if he made a mistake by a davrish at stukin modimbo to be mezaka the person, no. Now we're going to bring it back to be mechayev him. You know, you thought that it said tirtzach in the Torah, not lo tirtzach. So you thought the guy did a mitzvah. Oh, it turns out that it's an avera to murder. Something that he made an obvious mistake. So what would be the case of a noif and noefes where you made the mistake that would be considered I mean, would that be considered something that you'd be machzir l'chova, where it's a tal where you made a mistake that's a zil kari beravu? Amle ademokdach yakid zil kotz karcha v'tzali. While the fire is still going, chop down some more wood and add it to the fire, meaning bring in the evidence. Itmar nami amrabavi amrabiyachlan tal b'noev choser. That even if you're tal b'noev, there could be such a thing that you're choser the case because you made such an obvious mistake. Ele hechidami ein chosrin. Meaning, I understand that you thought that committing adultery was mutter, so that's a big mistake, and therefore you're going to be chozer. What would be a case where you're not chozer by noif and noafes? Meaning, how could you make a mistake that's an excusable mistake, so to speak, by noif and noafes? You made a mistake in terms of how to categorize bia shalokadarka, whether that's considered if the dayan was mezaka, noif and noafes, shalokadarka, because he didn't know, it's not beferish in the Torah, it's based on the pasuk mishkevei yisha, shnei mishkavos, he didn't know that drasha. So that would be something that ain't at stukin modimbo, where we're not going to be chozer lechova. Okay, but Hashem, we'll pick up with the two dots tomorrow.